They came to Jericho. As he and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way.
Thanks, Nick. Nice. Very nice. Think you've been doing this all your life. Jesus and his disciples were passing through the city of Jericho, a very beautiful city in Israel, some 15 miles northeast of Jerusalem. Not that far by car, but when you're walking, it's a good distance. And Jesus was at the height of his popularity, and crowds greeted him as he came into the city. As Jesus was leaving, he encountered some desperate people that had nowhere else to turn. An ancient city would have a wall to protect it from attack. At nightfall, the gates would be closed for security. We've all seen movies where the drawbridge and things are, but it wasn't like that. Just the doors would close. During the day, you would find beggars just outside the gates. They were the forgotten people, cut off often from family and friends. No help. The only hope was a stranger passing by that might stop, that might take pity on them and give them something to eat and maybe a few coins. Among the beggars that particular day was a blind man named Bartimaeus. Today we might find him in a busy intersection with a sign saying, "Blind, homeless, need food." Many people pass by just simply ignoring him, or they pass by on the other side of the road so they would not have to deal with the situation, pretend like he was not even sitting there. Bartimaeus was certainly a man that needed help. There were no government programs in Israel for helping blind people and train them for productive lives. There were no white cane or seeing eye dog programs to help them. There were no books on tape, no iPods to listen to music. Nothing but just to sit there day after day after day with nothing to do, time passing away. Bartimaeus was on his own, trying to cope in a world of perpetual darkness while all these people around him could see and they could go and they could do different things that he could not do. There have been many people who have physical eyes that did not function, were completely blind, and they've gone on to live amazing lives. Outstanding people, as we know, like Helen Keller and Louis Braille, who brought us the Braille system. But for Bartimaeus, it was a lonely existence. I imagine that he would have preferred a real job instead of sitting there all day, just waiting. Would he get enough money to be able to buy food? Would somebody put a loaf of bread in his basket? It had to be demoralizing sitting by the side of the road day after day, begging. But Bartimaeus never gave up because he believed, I think, that there was something better for him in life, and he wanted it. And suddenly it was here, the opportunity for which he had prayed for so long. Here, he could hear that something was going on. The crowds were murmuring, there was loud sound. A local celebrity and his disciples were passing by. A large crowd of curious folk had gathered to see this man called Jesus passing through the city on his way to Jerusalem. They had heard about his compassion. They had even heard that he had healed people. When Bartimaeus learned that it was Jesus, he knew and believed that this was his opportunity, maybe his one opportunity, his one chance in life to change his situation. This was his chance to escape from his life of dependency and despair. So he began to cry out, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many in the crowd began to rebuke him, telling him to be quiet, be silent. How often in life when a person tries to make a meaningful change in their lives, are there people that try to hold them down? Don't do this. Don't do that. You can't do it. But Bartimaeus cried out even louder, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And something wonderful happened. Jesus stopped and he called him. And someone called to Bartimaeus and said, "Cheer up, the master is calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, Bartimaeus jumped to his feet and he ran to Jesus. And I wonder, is he stumbling? Is he falling? But he gets to Jesus. This is faith in action. This is enthusiasm. The enthusiasm that we should have about Jesus Christ even today. He doesn't just slink up to Jesus. He jumps up and he stands tall before the Messiah. Bartimaeus was disadvantaged, but Bartimaeus was not helpless. He had determination in his life. He was not going to let people tell him to be quiet. "I'm not going to sit here when I believe that Jesus can heal me and just sit. I'm going to jump up. I don't care what people around me say." He saw his opportunity for healing, and he leapt up for it. Bartimaeus wasn't like the rich young ruler that we talked about recently, who went up to Jesus and asked, "What must I do to be saved?" And then he went away sadly because Jesus had told him, "Give me your money and follow me," or "Give all your money away and follow me." But he liked his wealth more than following Jesus. Bartimaeus wasn't like the man beside the pool of Bethesda who, when Jesus asked him if he really wanted to be healed, made excuses for his situation. Bartimaeus wanted to see, and he was willing to pay any price to achieve that goal. Can you imagine what it would be like? What a difference determination makes in one's life. Then Jesus asked him an interesting question. "What do you want me to do for you?" I always thought that's kind of a strange question. Here's Jesus, he knows everything. Can he see that Bartimaeus is blind and wants help? What kind of question really was this to ask? Jesus knew it was important for people to clarify in their own minds what they want in life. You need to know. You need to know the direction, and Jesus can help you on that path. Jesus wanted Bartimaeus to proclaim to himself and to proclaim to the crowd what he was asking for. Jesus wanted him to articulate his need and express his faith. Bartimaeus' reply was simple. There was no hesitation, no bashfulness. No second thought, should I really do this? "Teacher or rabbi, I want to see." Simple, plain. He knew what he wanted. And what did Jesus say to him? He said, "Go, your faith has made you well." He could have said, "You know, I'm so powerful, I heal you, go." But he said, "Your faith has made you well." Because he had to take that first step to come to Jesus to get the healing that he so desperately wanted and really needed in his life. And then what did Bartimaeus do? Got his healing and he began to follow Jesus immediately. I love in Mark because he keeps saying, "immediately, immediately." Jesus didn't say, "Well, if you go do this, and maybe in 5 years, if you serve, if you're good enough, then you might get a healing." He said, "Immediately, he was healed." Not only did his healing represent a victory over a physical problem, but his healing said to Bartimaeus, "You really matter." It's not just the rich people. It's not these that are in good health and can do something for me, can contribute financially or already follow me. "Even though you're blind, I care for you. You really matter. You are a person of worth, and I want you to know that the Heavenly Father cares about you." So often in life, determination is the defining factor that separates winners from losers. When a person simply refuses to be defeated by whatever circumstances he or she has to overcome, something, I think, magical happens. Doors open, mountains are climbed, attitudes are changed. Wilma Rudolph was 20th of 22 children. I can't imagine that. I'm being the oldest of five. 22 children. But she was born prematurely. I had a brother born way premature. Didn't know if he was going to survive or not. But she survived. And at age of four, she contracted double pneumonia, scarlet fever, and it left one of her legs paralyzed. She learned to walk with the aid of a metal brace, and when Wilma was 9 years old, she removed the leg brace and began walking. By age 13, she decided, I'm going to learn to run. And I always think of Forrest Gump, you know, when he starts running, and say, run, Forrest, run. Well, that's what she did. But she didn't just run. She entered a competition, races to run, and for 3 years, she came in dead last every single race. 3 years. But then she started moving up in the pack, and eventually she started winning races. Eventually, that little girl who was not supposed to live and then was not supposed to be able to walk and certainly not able to run won 3 gold medals in the 1960 Olympics in Rome. You know, for a lot of people, it's easier to give up than to endure. It's easier to blame others than it is to take responsibility for your own life. But there's power and determination. In the story of Bartimaeus, we see the power also of Jesus' love. And from this passage, we are introduced to a Jesus who is concerned of the needs of all people, not just a select group. This man whom he summoned into his presence was a beggar, a man who was scorned by society. The religious sect even considered this man a sinner because he was born blind. A sinner because he was born blind. Or this was a curse brought upon him because something that his parents had done or were being punished for. When Jesus healed him, he was signifying his worth and value and the significance of this blind beggar. And if Jesus cared for the blind beggar, the lowest, who was considered a sinner, wouldn't he care for everyone? He's saying to a scornful, he is saying to a judgmental crowd, this man is worthy of my attention and worthy of the attention of the Heavenly Father. He validated this man's humanity. My friends, there is healing and power in love. This is an assurance to you and me that there, no matter where we find ourselves, no matter what sins we have committed, God sees us as valuable. God loves us. Yes, we make mistakes. Yes, we fall. But He is there to lift us back up. The amazing grace that Jesus Christ brings into this world. The grace of God reaches every human being everywhere in every single circumstance. This is the Jesus Bartimaeus came to know, a Jesus who valued him enough to stop and listen to his need, Jesus who was more than a miracle worker, Jesus who cared about this man as if he were his best and dearest friend. In 1901, Frank Graff was going through some difficult times. He had become very despondent. He had doubts, depressed, physical pain. He turned to the Bible for comfort and found these words in 1 Peter 5:7. He cares for you. After meditating on that truth, Graff wrote a song titled, Does Jesus Care? And the first verse asks, does Jesus care when my heart is pained too deeply for mirth or song? As the burdens press and the cares distress and the way goes weary and long. Then the chorus of the song shouts out an answer. Oh, yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary the long nights dreary. I know my Savior cares. Jesus cared for Bartimaeus, and that made all the difference in the world. We see the power of determination. We see the power of Jesus' love. We all see the power of Bartimaeus' faith in Jesus. Go, Jesus said to Bartimaeus, your faith has healed you. This is a refrain that is echoed several times in the Gospels. Your faith has healed you. Your faith has made you well. Sir Harry Lauder was a Scottish music hall vaudeville singer and comedian in the first half of the 20th century who was very, very popular throughout all the English-speaking world. He once explained his ability to carry on after his son's death when he was killed during World War I. He said, when a man comes to a thing like this, there are just three ways out of it. There's drink, and I would add drugs today. There is despair, and there is God. And he said, by God's grace, I choose to go with God. Some of you know what he's talking about. It's easy to give in to despair. It's easy to give in to depression. Quite often, the only thing that keeps us going is our faith in God. That God is there with me. God cares. And it was that way for Bartimaeus. He refused to give in to despair and despondency. Instead, he called on Jesus and he was healed. Regardless of who we may be, regardless of our circumstances, we need to understand every single day when we get up, every night when we go to bed, that Jesus cares. Jesus Christ loves you. He loves you. So start trusting in him. Start looking more to Jesus. Start believing. Start having faith. Open your Bibles. Spend some time in prayer. Turn your burdens over to him and carry on in the knowledge that you too can find help in Jesus Christ. You too can be healed. And know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God loves you. You are one of his children. May God bless you and heal you. Amen.